This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast that says it's chocolate side up. I'm your host, Glenn Fleischman, here in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. And with me on this episode, Gene from Portland, Oregon, Chris from near Dundee, Scotland, James in Glasgow, Erica in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and Sarah in Auckland, New Zealand. Our very own Chris Spin had a question that was unanswered in a previous episode. What is a duplex?
I lived in one.
Oh.
Yep. When I was very young, we lived in a duplex. It was owned by a nice man named Mr. Carmody. He owned this big house that was basically divided into two. And one side had these little old ladies with a cute, adorable little white puppy. And the other side was where we lived. And it was a house that was just divided into two. And each rental property was separate.
Vertically.
Vertically,
yes.
Or horizontally?
Vertically. So like to the, you know, there was one door on the left and one on the right.
Side by side. Yeah.
Yep.
They share a common wall, and you can have multiple. Yep. I mean, at some point,
this
it's got to be something else.
Far less romantic than I really wanted.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's not romantic at all.
What did you think it was? You think people lived?
I don't know.
Was it like a superposition of people living in the same house at a different times simultaneously?
I don't know.
Don't look at them. They're not really in the same house. They just live in the duplex.
I'd always just assume because I had associated with people with quite a high end thing, and it's not.
There are some nice ones. Yeah. It's like, you know, a house can be a very low end thing. A house can be very nice and fancy. Ours was actually, it was quite nice. It was very like, you know, middle class, two stories and a basement. And, you know, we had a dishwasher. It was, you know, fancy and everything. Backyard. It was nice. But there are also some really crappy duplexes, too.
What was your duplex, Erica? Was that built to be a duplex?
I believe
it was a house divided?
Yeah.
I don't think they build them so much anymore. But yeah, duplex, I think, is nice. Like if you were moving out of a house or you didn't want a whole house, but you didn't want the whole apartment
so
block.
Where does it come in, this sort of ranking of houses, of occupancies?
They can be very nice. In some cities, very nice houses. Like San Francisco has, I know in San Francisco there are we have them. There's a few right in my neighborhood. There's some even in my own neighborhood. It's more complicated because America, newer zoning, I want to say, is very, in places that weren't super dense when cities were founded, like places that were post-tenement and didn't have, or pre-tenement. The big focus in American cities has often been single-family housing. It's a huge issue today, as it is in many places in the world, that you can't let multiple different unrelated people live in the same place or different families in a building or whatever. So they want to preserve the one house, one family with space around it rule or something like that. So anyway, so duplexes violate that rule because they're
a little bit.
Yeah, because they're sort of, I don't know the real estate part. I think they can be owned jointly or separately, but they share, in some cases, I think you're literally the property line goes between them and there's some joint rule, right? But in other cases, it's it's one person owns both, right? Or the two people
that
own it together?
Sometimes people buy one and rent out half.
Yeah. I've only known of them to be owned by a single person. And then either renting out both halves or renting out the other half. I suppose it's possible to, like, just like it's possible to buy an apartment, it may be possible to buy half a duplex, but that seems like
that
it would be more
seems
complicated.
Like they would have a very small HOA, in
yes.
other words.
that's a homeowner association. I don't think we define that one.
Well, the irony here is I live in a duplex, apparently.
Oh.
so I think what you live in is in a semi-detached house.
That's the British term.
Yeah, because my parents live in that as well. And I was sitting here for the last 5 minutes trying to remember what on earth the name was for that house.
What's detached?
Well, it's not
semi-detached.
It's semi-detached.
No. So Eric is asking, how do you define semi-detached as distinct from detached? Detached is just a house.
Yes. Okay. This is one building that contains
grounds.
Two houses.
And it was built to be that way.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, duplex. Cool.
So semi-detached,
I always thought
duplex
was like what we term a two flat here in New Zealand. Where
that's
have,
kind of what I thought, Sarah.
Yeah, it was What's like that? It's the second one is on top of the first one. Because we call that a two flat. And
I've never heard of that.
There Hence are some
going
like that.
Vertically?
But,
like
that.
Horizontally. Because I thought it was vertical. Because I always thought a duplex was. Would you call a two flat, like one on top of the other, still call that a duplex?
I would, but
that's a very small tenement.
Not here. I don't think we'd call
tenement it.
No, I would just call it a building that has that's two flats or a house. I would call it a house, two flats. I don't know.
If it has two owners, I would call it a duplex. Yeah, and it's possible.
I'm doing the bad thing of introducing a tiny bit of fact, which is that it is the ownership model can be part of it. So it technically apparently is semi-detached or a twin home if it's two units that are actually attached but two distinct properties. So literally the property line runs between the two of them and they are separately owned properties. Although, again, I think, like Erica, I'm used to duplexes. The one that I know of in the neighborhood is essentially one lot and one house with two housing units in it. And the people who own it, I believe, rent out the other side. It's owned by one person.
This is why I was starting. That's why I asked, is it a nice thing or not a nice thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because whenever it comes to me through media, owning a duplex always seems like quite a aspirational thing, quite a middle-class thing to do. Whereas in the UK, a semi-detached house is not, it's okay. No.
But I think it depends on the area. There are some very nice semi-detached places.
But you go terraced housing as a kind of like, you know, cheap and cheerful, stack them high kind of housing. Then you'd have semi-detached and then you'd have detached. But so semi-detached is always, I associate with, and I live in one apparently, I always associate as being slightly down at heel, slightly trashy.
Oh, it's
definitely.
Trying hard, but you're not really getting very far kind of housing.
I looked this up just because I was curious, and you do get triplexes as well.
Yes, we have them. We call them
triplexes. This is what's baffling to me, especially after all the condo discussion, and we know there's this huge range of condos, is the idea that I would share, that I would own a wall sort of in common with someone else and have to deal with them about anything about repair or planning seems terrible to me. Like, I can understand that in an apartment. I mean, if I bought a condo, I would understand that, or I was part of a co-op. But if I were, or bought any kind of, you know, a tenement house, anything like that, right? But as an owner of a house, the idea that I would be, have all the responsibilities and a mortgage and all those things, and that I might share a literal wall with someone and we'd have to communicate to make plans.
Speaking of the, you know, where on the ladder does it fall? I do think a duplex would fall below owning your own house, just in terms of like the aspirations of your typical North American, because you don't own your own everything. It's only part.
I have a friend who lives near Greenwich in, you know, in London, in Greater London, and they live in a, what I now understand is a semi-detached, you know, Edwardian era house that the wife and the couple, her parents owned, and they swapped their smaller house with her when she was older. They have very good relations with the people next door, but I was very conscious. I'm like, oh, there's people across that. But I mean, I've lived in apartments and there's people across the wall, but anyway, it seemed very, you know, very appropriately middle class to upper middle class, not like, you know, didn't have that any vibe that it was in the entire neighborhood that was something odd. And a lot of the houses, I think, were semi-detached.
Yeah, we're getting the rival here in New Zealand now of contemporarily. It's a relatively recent thing where we're having townhouses, which are effectively, I think, Chris and James, are like terrace housing. And we kind of use it interchangeably, where a townhouse is a terrace house. So it's like the walls on either side of you are connected to one next to you, and then et cetera, et cetera. So you've got the whole side of the street is what is known as a townhouse, where it's you own the bit between the two walls. And then
that's
your neighbor is the one immediately next to us.
But they're almost, townhouses here, at least in the Midwest, are almost entirely considered condos. Like I have a friend who lives in a condo, but it is a townhouse. She has multiple floors. She's got a basement, but it's a condo association that she pays money to.
Dutch-like, though, really tall, right? Like this is, somebody hacked the building code in Seattle, some developer a number of years ago, and realized that even though they couldn't build like a fourplex or a multi-housing single property on a piece of land they wanted to, they realized they could buy four incredibly skinny townhouses and how to provide one parking space for each. And so these rooms are like, you know, you can't eat a carrot and without the window open kind of spaces. Does that make sense? I'm sorry. They're very small. It's hard to turn around. The rooms are very small, but they're stacked up like the buildings, you know, in the Netherlands in some places. But they could cram four townhouses onto this one tiny plot, and they cropped up all over because the law didn't disallow it and the council couldn't get around banning it and producing a law that would allow a reasonable way to build the same amount of housing.
I would, there's friends of ours in San Francisco, and they have, I mean, San Francisco housing is, it's all very strange to me because it's all made of wood. And it seems very insubstantial from a kind of like wolves will come along and blow it down. But, or earthquakes. But the they have
actually,
a place.
It's the opposite.
I know that the bricks is not what you want. It's bricks for wolves, not earthquakes.
as the old saying goes.
As the traditional Glasgow saying goes.
Yep, shops in the basement. Yep,
wolves at the door.
But they have a place, and it had a highly unusual number of bedrooms. And each bedroom had a number above it, above the door. And it was indeed a brothel that they are living in.
A highly unusual number of bedrooms.
I mean, it's not a brothel title. Now, I should point out. It's a highly...
But that's a good novel title, though. A highly unusual number of bedrooms. Or maybe it's a children's book. Maybe not. I think we've gone half duplex and full duplex on this. So I'm going to go and end the episode. That's for older people, that joke. Thanks to Gene, Chris, James, Erica, and Sarah. This has been Pants in the Boot. I'm your host, Glenn Fleischman. Chris Breen wrote our theme music, and we are part of the Incomparable Network of Podcasts. Go to theincomparable.com to find us, to lend your support to this and other shows, and to listen to, I think, literally months and months of podcasts. If you just play them end to end, give it a try. Thanks for listening. I was trying to make that joke about carrots is when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, I guess there was jokes about like, this room is so small, I have to go outside to change my mind. The room's so small, I was eating a carrot. I broke the window when I walked in because I was eating a carrot. The room's so small. I don't know. There's like a bunch of jokes like that, like kids' jokes. No, nobody.
That's cute.
I mean, I got the joke.
Never heard it before, though.
Was that I got the joke, I just didn't think it was funny.
That's acceptable. It is a child's.